Hello, welcome to XTEM Talk. Today is May 26, 2020, and I'm your host, Braverman Sadler. Today, we'll be addressing the question, what did America get wrong during the COVID-19 pandemic? Without further ado, let's get on the show. Did we get wrong with COVID-19? And we'll see this in three primary ways. First is by looking at the inadequate data used to justify the lockdowns. First and second is by looking at the real death rate of COVID-19. And third is by looking at how in the long term, the current lockdowns are harmful. Now onto our first point, of inadequate data. Now on March 26th, like that fateful Sunday, the IHME models taken from a university in Washington State were published, predicting that anywhere between 1.6 million and 2 million Americans would die because of COVID-19. And state, local, and the federal government itself took the IHME models for what they said and started instituting lockdowns all over the country. However, as it turned out, this was far from accurate. As we can see now, as the Western Journal reported earlier today, the current CDC models are 13 times lower than their initial estimates, polished by the CDC, IHME models, and other models throughout the world. But we must understand why this was. And before the lockdowns, Stat News reports in early March of this year. As it turned out, these models were based off of inadequate data. Whether it was the lack of sample populations that were using COVID-19 or the biased death rates, such as the 3.4% taken by the World Health Organization, we simply did not have enough data to make these models accurately. And as it turned out, there was little to no solid scientific information backing up these models. These models were simply early predictions that could never have been justified, which could never be justified for locking down an entire country. Now we must examine one of these factors, leading us to our second point, the real death rate. Now, the World Health Organization reported in the same month that the death rate of COVID-19 was a whopping 3.4%. And death rates such as the 3.4% taken by the World Health Organization were input into many of these models, making one of the reasons why these models were so bad. However, as the Business Insider reports on February 27th, 2019, that 3.4% death rate is far from the truth in most cases. In fact, in the graph, from the ages 10 to 49, the chance of dying from COVID-19 or the death rate of those ages from dying from COVID-19 is under 1%. And the death rate of COVID-19 only exceeds 3% in the age groups of those between 60 and 69. In fact, COVID death rates don't go to SARS level until the age group of 70 plus. And even then, most of those people who have died of COVID-19 who are in that age group are there in nursing homes and have primarily low immune systems, making them the most vulnerable. However, what we can see here is that if you're middle-aged or young, you really have no chance of dying from this virus, or a very low chance. And even if you are in your 50s, you still have a pretty good chance of surviving, showing that these death rates did not warrant the shutting down of entire nations. At the least, you could have argued for maybe quarantining nursing homes. But not what is going on now. Leading us to our third point, how lockdowns are harmful in the long term. Now, understandably, many people want to keep the lockdowns because social distancing and these lockdowns are supposed to halt the spread of the coronavirus. In fact, this is one of the most prominent arguments as the Conversation reports on March 13th of this year. However, as it turns out, in the long term, this is less from desirable. As the Economic Policy Journal reports this month, as it turns out, COVID enforcing social distancing and lockdowns has actually been negative. And this is because of a certain factor called herd immunity. Herd immunity is pretty much when enough people in a certain population are resistant to a virus, so that those who are vulnerable to the virus won't get it. And one of the ways to achieve herd immunity is allowing many people to develop antibodies to certain viruses and bacteria. And we can see this with antibody testing. But what these lockdowns have done is pretty much prevent people, the population, from getting herd immunity. Because the government prevented people from becoming immune to the virus in the first place, when states start opening back up, we'll see a surge in coronavirus infections instead of keeping them low like they should have been. So once again, it would seem for the long term, it is just better to reopen and forget this whole thing of lockdown, of locking down. So now we must ask ourselves the question, what could we have done better and what did we get wrong with COVID-19? And we can see this in three ways. First is the inadequate data used to justify the models. Second is the real death rates of COVID-19 and seeing how they fluctuate from age to age. And third is by seeing how lockdowns are indeed harmful in the long term. So it would seem now that America tuned in March to a COVID-19 radio show. And we were persuaded that COVID-19 was going to kill us all. However, nothing is further from the truth. And as America awakens comes back from this, we must learn from what we've experienced these past 2 months and make sure that nothing like this ever happens in the future. Because once again, the war for COVID is over, but the war against misinformation is never over. Thank you. Well, that's the end of the show for today. I hope you enjoyed. Remember to share this episode on all your social media platforms and make sure to subscribe to the Extemp Talk podcast.